Hi guys, so this is my first podcast. I really don't have any organization to this, or organization I should say, to this. So I'm literally just talking. I'm driving and just left this class and just kind of feeling like some things may need to be said. I listen to podcasts myself, and this is something that I was looking into that I couldn't really find anything about, so I thought, hey, why not? So I just left my sister lock class, so I'm now a registered trainee. Woo! Yes, so the class was very intense. I definitely learned a lot. Definitely learned the techniques and ready to put things to use. One of the things that I guess I left with that was outside of the material itself was being a black woman and loving yourself, loving your hair as it is and letting it grow, and you know, just building that relationship with yourself, your mind, you know, physically, emotionally, on whatever level. So I actually have my hair locked. So I've locked my hair a few months ago, so I'm still in the baby phases, as they call it. I started my locks April 16th to be exact, is when my babies were born. I have approximately 584 locks, so definitely a lot. This is something that, you know, I used to wear wigs and weaves, braids, which I have no problem with braids. Like, braids is like a part of me. However, you know, even with the proper technique, it helps your hair grow, but it, at the same time, it's, you know, what is it retaining? How are you retaining that length that you're taking the time out to grow? You know, young kids, we actually had to do like this podcast listening from the www.sisterlocks.com site. They have some podcasts that you can actually listen to. One of my topics was actually politics. About hair. So politics about hair in my podcast, it kind of touched base on children, young black children, boys and little girls, just like the, I don't know what word to really use here. I would just use disrespect, like children being spit on and, you know, things like that, just because one, they're black, two, also maybe their hair, if their hair is locked, That is something that really bothered me. I have two children. I have an 8-year-old daughter and I have a 6-year-old son. Just the thought about that, like if, you know, my kids were to be spit on by simply based off the color of their skin or simply of what's going on in their head, that is something that I would most definitely have a problem with. So I'm thankful that I myself have not been in any predicament as such. But that is something that is very touchy. That probably be like a whole nother podcast if I find out how to properly get this one going. But yes, I just kind of wanted to touch base. If somebody can, please email me. I just kind of want to get a feel off of how women feel about embracing their natural hair, whether it's loose natural, locked, like anything. This, I want to hear like how people feel about wearing their natural hair, how they feel as though society views them with their natural hair. So I just kind of want to get a feel off of it. So if somebody or some people can email me, my email address is SHEYWILLIAMS94@gmail.com. Again, that is SHEYWILLIAMS94 nine4@gmail.com. Just let me know, like, how you feel about it. If you have children, let me know, like, how would you feel about your children expressing their natural hair? You know, not even so much as flattering it to manipulate it. I want to hear about, like, the raw, wearing it out. Like, I want to hear that. Please send me that information. I do want to make another podcast just kind of going over some different stuff that I find out on my own and some things that people may send me. Hopefully, some people can get that information and kind of just compare notes with that. Well, that's going to wrap it up here. I am driving and the sun is out and it's also cold, but it's also hot. And I just can't get right now. So you guys have a great day, and send me the information.